Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Cupcake Weekend. I like the buttercream icing, by the way, on a yellow cake. Cupcake. Alabama taking on the Citadel. And yes, it was tied at halftime. And yes, everybody was freaking out on Twitter. And yes, you were all stupid. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield.
The running back, Jacobs, to the right of Tua. Jacobs stays in, picks up a blitz. Tua throws across the middle. Irv Smith wide open. Fakes away from two-man 50. Down the right side, 40. He hustles down the right side, 20. He cuts left, 15, 10, 5. And the semifinalist for the Mackey Award has scored a 68-yard touchdown for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Tua passes for 340 yards, three touchdowns. Alabama sets a school record with its 25th consecutive home win. They get Auburn next week in the Iron Bowl. They win 50-17. What a bore. Number two, Clemson versus Duke. Wow. Clemson and Duke. Duke's been playing pretty well this year. Here's Don Munson on the Clemson Tigers radio network.
Lawrence hands it off, gives it to Etienne. He breaks it out right side across to the 15, gets to the 10 at the 5. Etienne will walk into the end zone. A touchdown run of 27 yards for Travis Etienne, and Clemson extends the lead to 20-6.
All right, Clemson wins 35-6. They finish 8-0 in the ACC. Second time in the last 4 years they've done that. They look forward to South Carolina next week, and then the December 1st matchup in the ACC title game against Pitt. Number three, Notre Dame, taking on Syracuse. Remember, this was supposed to be a big deal at Yankee Stadium. Boy, did this one really crap out on us all. Here's Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame radio network.
Tony Jones stays in at tailback. Ian Book is in the shotgun, looks to his sideline, now steps up and is ready. Has two wideouts to his right and one to his left. From the shotgun, here comes the blitz, stands in, fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame! On the quick slant, Chase Claypool goes in to make it 29-0, Irish.
Notre Dame wins 36-3. Good job kicking that field goal there to not get shut out. Awful. Just awful. Ian Book returns to the starting lineup, 292 yards passing, two touchdowns. Ian Book says they need to remember this amazing moment.
It goes by so fast, but I think a lot of us have stepped back for a second and realized, you know, we are 11-0. And like I said again, just so fortunate to be in this position. And yeah, I mean, it does kind of go so fast that you need to think about it for a second.
How about three unbeatens? We haven't had unbeatens often at all. Now you got three going into rivalry weekend. Number four, Michigan taking on Indiana. This game was atrocious. That's all I'm going to say to you, was atrocious. Indiana led 17-15 at halftime. I mean, it was just a lousy game. Shea Patterson, 16-28, 250 yards, one touchdown. Michigan wins 31-20. Harbaugh, what do you think of your team's effort?
We're happy to be in the position, and you know we'll... We'll do what we do, and that's get ready for it and prepare and expect our team will be really really fired up to play and do what they have been doing every week of this season, which is playing as hard as they can, as fast as they can, playing as long as they can, playing hard, playing their best, playing for Michigan. That's what this team has been doing.
This guy spends 45 seconds saying absolutely nothing. Michigan wins 31-20. Ohio State awaits. Don't pull the choke job there, Michigan, because you look like you got a path, that you had an easy path, I would say, to the college football playoff. Number five, Georgia taking on UMass for some ungodly reason, which isn't necessary. Here's Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
He's going to throw again. Deep ball, right sideline. There's Miko over the shoulder catch at the 14 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Miko Hardman.
Okay, there's no reason for that kind of yelling and screaming when Georgia's playing UMass. I just got to be honest with you. Georgia gained 701 yards. second highest in school's history. Blah, blah, blah. Georgia wins 66-27. They get ready next week for Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck, who's been red hot, putting a challenge to them there in the rivalry game. Number six, Oklahoma. It was 66-27, Georgia, by the way. Oklahoma wins 55-40. They gave up 40 points to Kansas? Oh, my gosh. Better fire another defensive coordinator. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield Sports.
Four wide receivers set on second and 10. Kyler's going to run it himself up the middle. He's got room to the 30. First down, 35, outside 40. Watch out! He's in the open field! Blazing down the far sideline! 20, 15, track, wall. Kyler knows he's gone! 75-yard touchdown run for QB1. Oh, mama!
Kyler Murray, 272 yards passing, two touchdowns, rushing for 99 yards, and three touchdowns. Now, the Sooners were on a trip to the Big 12 title game for the second straight year by beating West Virginia on the road this upcoming Friday, or if Kansas beats Texas. I don't expect to be sprouting wings anytime soon, so Kansas ain't beating Texas. Number seven, LSU, taking on Rice. Wow, that's shocking. Rice. Chris Blair on the LSU Tigers radio network.
First down, goal to goal at the three. Toss to Fournette, right side. Fournette into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers! The junior out of New Orleans picks up his first rushing touchdown of the season. Extends the lead 41-3 with an even 11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
We found out that the only thing Rice is good for in Baton Rouge is gumbo. Joe Burrow passing for 307 yards, two touchdowns in less than three quarters. So LSU gets by Rice, 42-10. Number eight, Washington State. One of the most entertaining coaches and really fired up offenses that you're ever going to see. They trounce Arizona, 69-28. Here's Washington State IMG Sports Network's Matt Chazanow.
Snap back to Minshew at the 50, goes deep left sideline. Tay Martin, single coverage, makes the grab, and he waltzes in. Touchdown! 10 seconds left in the half. He goes deep to Tay off the top, and it's 54-14-5. First half passing touchdowns for Gardner, looking for that Heisman.
Gardner Minshew, 7 touchdown passes in total. Washington State wins its 7th straight, and the Cougs host arch-rival 17, Washington. Number 17, Washington, next Friday. The Apple Cup winner will take the Pac-12 North title. That's a good one there. That's actually a game worth watching. 69-28 was that final, by the way. West Virginia taking on Oklahoma State. West Virginia, right, you're not going to lose this one, right? Wrong. Here's Dave Hunziker from Learfield Sports.
Here comes a blitz. Cornelius back to pass, throws over the middle, caught by Wallace. Wallace dragging tackle.
Oklahoma State becomes bowl eligible with a 45-41 win. Cornelius passing for 338 yards and 5 touchdowns. He ran for 106 more. So West Virginia gets a chance to keep Oklahoma out of things by upsetting them this upcoming Friday. Number 10, Ohio State at Maryland. Wow! Are you kidding me? How does the game end up 52-51 in multiple overtimes? Let's hear Paul Keels on the Ohio State IMG Sports Network.
Two-point try here in overtime for Maryland to go for the win, trailing 52-51. Tyrell Pigram in the shotgun, eyes the defense, gets the snap, rolls to his right. Pigram cranks, fires in the end zone, incomplete, and Ohio State will win it on an unsuccessful two-point try.
Nothing better. The analysis you get on these local college football broadcasts is amazing. Yeah. Ohio State survives. Okay, do I have to do the UCF game? Josh Heupel after UCF beats Cincinnati on national TV.
I think it's the first time most of the people have gotten a chance to really see what our university is all about. The size of it, the energy and the passion from our fan base, what a game day atmosphere looks like inside of our stadium. This is big time football. We got great players on the field. I think everybody saw that tonight. And again, we got an opportunity to you know, go 1-0 and add another tally to our season.
You know, yeah, you know, UCF wins. That was an awful game to have on national TV. I'm sorry. And I say, and I'm a fan of the AAC, and that game wasn't a Saturday night primetime affair. All right, that's all I have to say. If your team wasn't good enough to make the fallout, blame your athletic director, blame your head coach, blame your players, blame whoever you wish.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.